it is great to see the AI Super Bowl play out just before the real Super Bowl takes place over the weekend. And I don't think that timing's unrelated. I'm still Team Claude.
Welcome to our emergency episode of Mixture of Experts. Each week, MOE brings together a crew of the brilliant AI experts to analyze what's happening in the industry. I'm Eileen McConnon, and I'll be your host for today as we talk about the hottest back-to-back model releases from Anthropic and OpenAI right now, and what it actually means for users. I'm joined today by two experts, Chris Hay, distinguished engineer, and Mihai Crivetti, distinguished engineer for Agentic AI. In case you missed it, yesterday, of course, after we wrapped our regularly scheduled Mixture of Experts recording, Anthropic and then OpenAI rolled out major updates to their flagship frontier models, GPT 5.3 Codex and Claude Opus 4.6, both appearing within an hour of each other. And this came on the heels of a very public debate earlier between the co-founders of Anthropic, the Amadeus siblings, and Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO. And it was all around the topic of whether agents and LLMs should include ads. Mihai, I'm going to start with you. We had a chance to catch up a bit yesterday, actually, amidst all of these models dropping. And I want to get your initial impressions about the release of both of these models and how much of this is marketing versus, you know, groundbreaking technological advancements.
I'm just grateful that they were able to reconcile their differences and announce this joint release at the same time. It was wonderful that I could test both Opus 4.6 and the new GPT 5.3 model at the same time. So that was an amazing release within 1 hour of each other. I don't know how they're able to train their models so they can release them at the same time, but that's really good for the industry. My initial impression really is that there's a certain element to marketing here, which is the correlation of the releases, the fact that they always need to one-up each other. It might be even in the public's interest because you get access to these models earlier. It just makes me wonder if they're not skipping a stage of testing when making these announcements, or if they're not having these models prepared ahead of time to just announce when their competition is going to release something.
That's interesting that it's sort of moving beyond kind of engineering timelines alone. And I want to talk to Chris. I know you're a big fan of Claude. And have you had the chance to play with both or either models? And what were your thoughts on these releases?
Well, I like Mihai. It is great to see the AI Super Bowl play out just before the real Super Bowl takes place over the weekend. And I don't think that timing's unrelated. I'm still Team Claude. You know, I think Codex, I was sitting playing with that today and earlier. I think it is getting so much better. And I think there's some really interesting things that they've done in the Codex app, which I think kind of falls on from what you're seeing with Claude Code as well. But they are sort of starting to move away from the terminal, though the terminal is a really important thing. I think with the release of Codex app, I think they are starting to bring together this push towards multi-agents. And you will have seen in the announcement with Claude Code, again, they're pushing towards more towards these kind of multi-agent environments and parallelism. So I think that's interesting. Having played with both models, I mean, I don't care what the benchmarks say. You'll hear me say this multiple times. And the reality is the benchmarks that Codex has went for, which in GPT 5.3 is the terminal bench, and I understand that because they want to push towards the agentic coding element and focus on that. But the reality is I still find that Claude Code and the new Opus 4.6 is my go-to model in this case. I just find it's a little bit more friendly. The planning and reasoning capabilities of 4.6 really seem to have amped up in this release, and I can really see that, and I feel that it's better. Whereas I think Codex may be better in the terminal bench, and I understand that. And even I think they've went with the Sui Pro, and I understand that. But it's just the workflow isn't quite there for me, right? So I get a lot of feedback coming back from Claude Code. You look at the output of this, you know, what are new features that I want? Tell me about roadmaps. Whereas codecs, and a lot of people are going to be going, ah, you're prompting this wrong. And you just you have to prompt your way around it. That's true, but it kind of tends to focus on more of the deep technical areas and the edge cases, which I think is useful. But yeah, it just leads me towards still, I think 4.6 is the superior model. But I do appreciate how much better it is. And actually, I'm starting to find a workflow where I'm putting both of them in at the same time, which is Codex go clean up this for me, and Opus go work on the higher reasoning tasks for me.
That's interesting that the you're able to use both. And, you know, I'm sure many other users often, you know, are using a mix of models. And, you know, the I'm interested in, you know, beyond the features and the these, you know, the benchmarks and, you know, the kind of public discourse around pitting one company against another, what do you think, and Mihai, I'll turn to you, these releases say about, you know, what companies across the ecosystem are laser focused on in 2026, kind of bigger picture?
I think one thing I want to highlight is the Cloud plugin for PowerPoint, which uses Opus 4.6 to generate PowerPoint slides. First, I'm annoyed because I've built an MCP server for PowerPoint with ContextForge, and it's one of my go-to demos. So I've done a demo of that, I think, 2 days ago, and now I'm using their PowerPoint plugin, and I go, damn it, it's better. it's better. Even with the MCP server, it does a better job of generating rich PowerPoint slides. That's an interesting aspect. Second, it also shows who are the consumers they're trying to tailor their model towards. I can see that Claude is starting to tailor their models more and more and more towards enterprise consumers and the enterprise segment. Yes, OpenAI is trying to reach into the same segment with their new agentic AI stack. I don't quite see it resonate as well as what we see with the Anthropic models and the Anthropic offerings. Maybe it's because of the focus. Anthropic has always been focused on safety, on trust, on enterprise availability, while OpenAI has kind of waffled a bit. Maybe they're going to do something to make their models more user-friendly to a specific target of consumers. Maybe they're going to focus on the enterprise segment. Maybe they're going to introduce ads in their model. So we're going to see how this plays out over the next couple of months.
I would want to build on that, Mihai. I think until yesterday's release, I would have agreed with you, but I think with the release of the Codex app, I think they are going after that enterprise space. And I think, and it's a little bit of a weird one because I don't think they've quite marketing distinguished themselves between Codex as a developer tool, the CLI version, versus Codex the app version. But if I look at the Codex app, it clearly is their first toe in the water to competing against Claude Cowork there. Because if we look at what's in the app, it's a desktop app, similar to Cowork in that sense. It's got the automations as part of it. It's got the traditional chat interface where you can have threads and you can have agents go off and perform you know, tasks in parallel. It's got the ability to have projects and hook that up there. So it's still developer focused there. But with the introduction of the automations and the scheduling of tasks, et cetera, and being able to hook up to different connectors. And I can tell you right now, the connectors on that marketplace, which is effectively skills, right, are not developer focused skills in that sense. They are more business automation. So I think this is the start of a kind of sneaky, I'm going to do this in the Codex space. I'm going to sort of say it's more for developers UI, but I think that's going to evolve into their equivalent Cowork.
The messaging is a bit all over the place. If you look at Anthropic, it's always been safety and enterprise segments. So it's not necessarily a question of capability. It's how well this capability is going to resonate and build trust within the enterprise segment, and how it's also going to compete with the likes of Microsoft, who are seen as the safe way of consuming OpenAI models from an enterprise perspective. So it almost seems like they are now overlapping with the messaging that comes from Microsoft. So I'm wondering what the dynamics are going to be there.
I'm very fascinated by this sort of intensification of the battle for enterprise AI that you're, you know, both hashing out. And it feels to me it sort of almost signals a, and I'd be interested with whether this resonates with you, kind of a net vibe shift that, you know, suddenly people can really feel that AI is coming. It's, you know, changing their moment to moment lives. It's changing, you know, both at home and at work. you know, do you think this is, are we at a tipping point in terms of a vibe shift, do you think?
I think we are at a vibe shift. I think it's happened pretty early this year. You know, 2025 was really the story of agents, as we talked about last year. I think we are moving into this multi-agent world and this, super agent world. I mean, I called it at the end of year episode that we're all going to have these loads of agents interacting with each other, and we're going to be multi-agents, kick them off, et cetera, and we'll have these dashboards, this doing this. We are already there, and it's February. So I think this is just going to extend much further throughout the year. I think enterprise, you can't ignore, because the reality is you got to make the money. And therefore, Anthropic, Mihai's been correct, right? Which is that Anthropic's traditionally focused on the enterprise, but you can't let that market go. So I think OpenAI is coming for that. They're seeing the impact that things like Cowork and Claude Code has had on that. And really, they want to be playing in that space as well.
And how about you, Mihai? Do you see this sort of a vibe shift in terms of kind of adoption, and it almost, you know, feeling more real? Developers, of course, have been in the trenches, you know, but for even the broader public, as they can code themselves or, you know, do everything with the help of AI agents.
I believe so. So up to now, it's taken tremendous effort and prompt engineering and expertise to build any kind of application, or to build any kind of, you know, even a PowerPoint deck or material with agents and AI, and it required folks who understood the MCP and tools and all these other kind of things. I can see that today you can go off and install a plugin off a marketplace, or you can just consume it as a regular user and taking advantage of these things out of the box. I also think that for the power users, combining these two models and capabilities is going to give you tremendous results. Just like Chris said, I'm using Claude as my main developer. I'm using Codex as my main reviewer. Codex is amazing at reviews. It's going to find every single bug. It's going to find every single security issue. It's going to give you very crisp feedback. Not the most user-friendly. It's very hard to get it to say more than 5 words and use friendly language, but it's going to find those things. So the workflow that combines Claude Code with Codex is something that I've been doing for some time to get the most value out of it. I wasn't able to find a place for Gemini outside of research, so maybe I'd like to see more come from the likes of Google in this space to have a more competitive offering in the software development space. But I don't think we can ignore Google either. They have tremendous models. They have good data. I just don't think the tooling they've wrapped around it is competitive yet. I think they've missed something on the tooling. So I think a lot of the battle on the enterprise market segment is going to be in terms of tooling and integration and safety and trust and governance and observability and monitoring and providing an end-to-end integrated platform. The models are going to come and go. They're going to become better over time. But it's the ecosystem play that's going to win out in the long term.
We'll certainly be following the story and touch base with Tim and the rest of the crew on next week's episode. And for today, that's all that we have time for. Chris and Mihai, thank you for hopping on short notice. And thank you to all you listeners. If you enjoy this special episode, please check us out on Apple, Spotify, and other places that podcasts are shared. And we'll see you next week for Mixer of Experts.